views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Jen filling in for Dr. Pat today. And I've got a very interesting topic today that is one of my main passions in life is to help other people understand this. But we are talking about what's in your energy field. And I found it interesting when I decided I wanted to do this topic last week. I had no idea that we had a solar eclipse today, and that brings in an interesting energy, and so that intensifies. And just to start this off and get you thinking about what I'm talking about, we want to talk about how you're feeling it, and what you can do about it if it's kind of bumping you around a little bit. And it doesn't have to, but it can bring things up to the surface, and it can feel a little overwhelming if you don't understand what it is. And these are the unexplained things. I found out that it's also the 29th. I mean, I'm looking at the calendar. I go, oh, it's the 29th. That means an 11. And an 11, if you've been seeing 11s everywhere, people that have been seeing the 11 everywhere will know what I'm talking about immediately. It's just popping up all over the place. Well, it does that for me here and there as well. And when I did my numerology, I did have that number in mind. I am an 11. So, okay, that's even more so. Well, the 11 energy is where you're really perceptive, and that's a manifesting number. So if you're seeing a lot of that, you really want to be watching your thoughts, because everything you're thinking about, you're going to bring into your reality, so to speak. You're really going to manifest quickly. Well, this morning and for the last few nights, I've been very, very in-depth, just really reflective, very philosophical, which, you know, that's a no-brainer with what I'm all about. But today, a little bit different. The dreams were coming in. The visions were coming in. It wasn't even a sleeping dream. It was I was awake. And all I saw was these 11s everywhere floating down. I mean, there was hundreds of thousands of combinations of them, but they were all 11s just floating down like rain. I knew it was very significant. I had never seen anything like that before. I see the 11s popping up all the time, but not quite like that. Then I discover, oh, the solar eclipse is today. Now, we won't probably see that here in the States. I believe you'll see that on the other side of the world. I think in the southern hemisphere, you should on the other side of the world see that. In your neck of the globe, you should see that. But that is quite interesting. And then you combine it with a new moon, and then we are on an 11-day. I knew the divine timing had set it up for this show. Now, how does this affect us with our own energy field? And that's what I want to explain and help you with today. I want to put the number out. If you want to call in, we're doing that today. We're reading the energy field. We're helping you understand what you've been experiencing and how you can shift it, release it, let that energy move through, and how you can benefit from it. The number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. We are taking callers in during the show. If you want to call in for a read and an explanation of what's going on in your energy field. Now, let me throw a few things out there for you to think about. In the last few days, and some people are going to say they've always been like this, and you will be if you're highly sensitive. But in the last few days, it has revved up a bit because I've been noticing it. And then when I saw everything coming together, it made more sense. And in the last maybe 7 to 10 days, maybe even the last couple of weeks, have you been feeling more melancholy, or Have you been feeling the emotions taking you a little bit deeper, wanting to ponder and think about things a lot, maybe overthink them if that's the way it feels to you? What about unexplained physical discomfort? Have your joints been aching a little bit more? Have you been having digestive upset a little bit more? Have you been having to clear your throat a lot? I mean, there's a lot of people that go, oh, that's just the pollen in the air. Yes, there's different things that can explain some of it, but we're talking about things that are more unexplained. Maybe you've even gone to your doctor and they don't find anything. What's going on? I have found in my lifetime and with all the clients that I've worked with, when it's unexplained, it's not making any sense or adding up, go straight to the energy and see what's going on with that. And that would include emotional things, issues, maybe a situation you're going through. How are you handling stress? You name it. What type of diet are you eating? What kinds of things are happening in your life? This is where now you're going to power in and you're going to find out exactly what's going on. These are the types of things that we're talking about today. Have you been more emotional? Have you been dreaming more? The dreams always act up for me. I mean, I don't even want to say act up. They start to come in very vividly. I'm dreaming during the day. It looks like we do have a caller that is coming in already, so let's bring in. Oh, and this is somebody from my side of the world. This is Barney from Williamsburg, Virginia. Let's bring Barney on. Hello, Barney, you there?
Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. Good talking to you. And we're talking through Seattle from Virginia. So you hopped over to the West Coast with me today. So what's going on?
Right, well, that's cool.
So what is your question?
Are you in Virginia? Are you in Seattle or Virginia?
I'm in Virginia, but we're coming through Seattle.
Cool.
There's a radio. Yeah. So what's going on
for you? The world is different.
Yes, it is.
I had a stroke about 2.5 months ago.
Did you say you had one?
I had one.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Okay. All right. You had a stroke.
I'm a fairly healthy person, but I had a stroke. And, you know, and life just is a little weird right now. Ooh. And I want to know what I can do to clean up my energy a little bit and get through this because I got things to do.
Yeah. I can hear you in there. Now, it sounds like you are in a recovery, but it doesn't feel to you like it's moving fast enough. So this, what side of the body did it affect the most, or did it affect a particular part?
The right side.
The right side? Okay. The whole right side?
Yeah, well, pretty much. A lot. But you know, most of the right. A little bit of the left, okay. But most of the right. It's through my cerebellum, so it affects my speech, it affects my balance.
Okay. All right. Well, first thing off, if it's on the right side, we know that that's the male energy and how we are, you know, putting it out there to the world, you know, so to speak. What comes in for you so strong, Barney, right now is that while every way you were approaching everything was just such a frustration, and that it's take a deep breath because it's changing it up and applying a completely different way. And when I say that, you're going, oh, good grief, how many times have I changed it up? And so I kind of feel that a little bit. And if you let me know if I'm on track or not. But it feels like there's been such frustration getting things to go in a way that you wanted them to go. Now, when you pull back and we go through something like this, it's like, whoa, now what? All of this popped up. Now what am I supposed to do? And I know this has to have gone through your mind. So what this is saying to me for you is it's time to release how it's going to be going and learn how to ride with it. So it's more of a embracing the unknowing. Because not knowing how all the details play out for you always been something that's been difficult for you? Like you really like it to be laid out and you know which way it's going? Hello?
Well, that's true.
Okay, I'm with I know. This is one of them ones that's going to go, okay, it's going to make me go there, isn't it? And it does do that because that's why it's happening, to help you. It's more of a pulling back and completely changing it up and going down a path you're not as familiar with, believe it or not. And doesn't mean you have to be just blindly walking into the wall without saying that. But take it slowly. It's slowing down for you right now, obviously. And it physically did slow you down. Obviously, something like that would. I've had other things happen to me that have slowed me down significantly. I had to learn this one the hard way one time a while back. And boy, did it kick me around. So I appreciate what this experience is like for you right now. But I'm going to tell you right now that it will change everything for you. And the little things in life are going to be very peaceful for you. And it won't feel like you have to push so hard. You won't have to push so hard. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
Yeah. So now your the rest of your year is recovering, relaxing, and letting go of controlling how it happens. Just knowing that you can connect to your I Am presence, so to speak, knowing that that's within you, and it's going to guide you. So it's kind of like learning how to ride a wave. You don't know how that wave's going to fold or move down the coastline or into the shore. You just go with it. It's going to be working on your trusting in spirit a little bit deeper. It's going to take you deeper down the spiritual path. And, Barney, that's a big one that I just gave you, so that'll be something to ponder for a bit. So I'm going to leave you with that, and we're going to go to break. And it was really great talking to you. And I am going to be sending you a big burst because I know that when you come out of this, you're going to be better than you ever were before. Thank you for calling in. We're going to take a short break. Boy, that was quick already to break. But we're going to take a short break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm Dr. Jen filling in for Dr. Pat today. And we're talking about what's in your energy field and how to clear it out. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience it yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole wave of energy come through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
And we are back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Jen, filling in for Dr. Pat today. And we're discussing what's in your energy field. We're all feeling a little bit of some interesting things lately. And that's what we were talking about in the first segment. We are taking callers if you want to call in. 1-800-930-2819. We're doing some intuitive energy field reads. So let's bring on the next caller we have. Looks like we have Ann in Federal Way, Washington. Hello, Ann.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. And what do we have going on with you today?
Well, your topic was interesting about the energy and how to clear it, and I was wanting to know how to do that based on, I feel like my career is just stagnant right now, and looking to move into some type of new position, networking, and thinking which direction to go in.
Okay, that's a good one for a lot of people to listen to, because that's a big one right now, people shifting up and... And first of all, what I'm feeling for you is when you said stagnant, it feels like a boredom. Does it feel boring to you?
Yes.
You're just feeling like I need to be doing more or something needs to be more exciting again?
Absolutely.
Yes? Okay. That's what I feel for you. So what's the first thing you want to do energetically with that is to bring in something that's going to bring in the excitement, like you're back in school learning that new thing again, whether that's taking a course that you're interested in, that can help actually with something like this with business. The other one would be doing your homework, doing your research, learning as much as you can, obviously, in what it is that you're interested in. Whether it has to do with the field you're in right now or not is irrelevant. What you want is to connect and resonate and align with the energy that's interesting to you, because that's what you're trying to align with to bring into your world, right?
Correct.
Yes. You see, so the way we don't sit and wait for it so much as we don't wait for it because we might be doing job A and our energy and our interest and what we want is job B. So what you're going to do when you have your time is you're putting that energy to align with it. You're learning more about it. You're seeing yourself. You're feeling it. You're experiencing it. For example, people that write books, instead of going, well, okay, I'll wait till I have a publisher or I'll wait until I know what the book is and then I'll just write my book. They start writing. They journal. They want to write a book. Their dream is to write a book, but they start to journal or they do something else or they start a blog or they just start doing something in the field. That will help you align with the frequency. And when you do that, your mind and your focus and your thoughts are energy. And then that puts more alignment, because the more your thoughts are on what it is you're aligning with or wanting to align with, the more it brings those opportunities in. So that would be the biggest thing that I think could help you right off the bat. The other thing is making room for it in your life. What I'm asking when I say that is, are you very consumed and very busy to where you feel like you don't have 5 minutes to do what I was just suggesting?
Yeah,
that's what I Okay. This is similar. I know. I picked right up on that one, too, because I understand that. It's like, when I have a full-time job, how am I going to do this? It's just like when people are asking about the relationship thing. They want a relationship, and they want a romantic partner. This is similar, and the reason I say that is the first thing we look at, and I'm giving you a different scenario so you can understand where I'm going with this. With someone with relationships, I go, well, do you sleep in the middle of the bed? Is the closet so packed full that nobody else can put clothes in there? There's no room for somebody else. You actually have to make room for that other person so they can come into your life. And when you put that energy into making room and allowing somebody in, that happens. So now we're going to bring it back to your question, which was about business. If I'm saying I don't have time, that is what it's putting out there. So now you're looking to bring in 5 minutes somewhere where I have time for 5 minutes to think about what it is that I want. Or I have 5 minutes to do some Googling or whatever it is that you might want to do to check something out. or a book that you might want to read on the topic, anything like that. Just start off with 5 minutes and increase it to where you're allowing yourself to bring it into your life and honoring it with some time. Because the more you start to gradually do that, the more you'll find that more opportunities will come in and it will gradually start to open up. Did that make sense to you?
A lot of sense.
A lot of people don't realize that you actually have to make time for something that you want to bring into your life. You have to make room for it. And it's just an awareness that, where could I make room for it? And I think you're going to see that it shifts up. Give it a month or two and just start off gradually so you're not being overwhelmed by it. And I think you're going to find it's going to shift. You're going to start to see things popping up that will synchronize with it. And you're going to see the tables are going to start to shift because that's the way energy works. What we apply our focus on is what comes in. So we have to apply the focus first, and then it follows. It's not the other way around. A lot of times we're trying to wait for it. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I know.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I think you'll find that there'll be lots of ways you can fit it in, little bits here and there, because there's definitely an interest. So it's already starting. You've planted a seed there in your thought energy. You just have to nurture that so it grows into a bigger plant, so to speak, and then becomes part of your life.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
And it's actually very logical. It's a lot of logic that you're going to apply to it. So it's not like a spiritual woo-woo. It's really totally being aware of how you can do this. And I think there's all kinds of things you're going to find. Oh, I can do this. I can do that. I can do this. And this is going to work for me. Great. So I wish you the best. And I think if you really applied this, I think you'll find that something else is going to open up for you in probably a few months. I can't guarantee that because it depends on how much you put into it first, because you've got to build it, so to speak.
Absolutely. And you're thinking that it's something that's going to open up this field that I'm interested in.
It's going to open up where you're putting your focus. So that's why it's so important to put that focus on what you want. And right now, today's that 11 day, which is what whatever you're thinking about will manifest quicker, which is what I was saying earlier. And boy, will it. No kidding. And you can use the energies of the 11. The number one is the beginning of something new. So that's what you're applying.
Okay.
It's kind of wrapping and getting the concept and the awareness that, I'm not, but it's really just applying, studying, searching, reading about it, visualizing yourself in it, and get into your life somewhere, even if it's or a book you're reading or a novelty or a hobby, however you want to look at that at the beginning so you can start bringing it in more. And
okay.
Then it will gradually grow from there. You see what I'm doing now, and this was just a little thought 4 or 5 years ago.
It's also interesting because you just hit it right on, because there is something that I have that seed planted. There's something that I want to do. And I think the way I was looking at it is, you know, being a single parent is it was not going to bring enough income into the family. And so I just have to keep on putting it on the back burner.
Exactly. And so it stays on the back burner when we believe that it needs to be secondary. So,
mm-hmm.
And it's not about, you know, affecting your income. It's about finding a way to bring, because believe it or not, what your interests are going to give you energy, enough energy to fit it in somewhere. And it's not trying to do two jobs at once. It's about slowly integrating it and gently just enjoying it at first, enjoying just being in the energy of it and learning about it, understanding it, whether it's a course or something like that that you take. A lot of times that's a great way to do it, whether it's an online course or something you can do, correspondence or something you can go to a class physically. It's enjoyable because you want to go learn about it. It's not just always about going to ceramic class. I mean, it's about, you know, that's fun too, but what if it's something that you want to learn in accounting, but that's what you really want to do? Then you go do it. You know, go spend your time in it a little bit. And then it's still not taking away from the family income, but it can actually turn it around to where you'll have an opportunity open up where you could shift to another job.
That's what I want to do. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, doing what you want to do. So So, Anne, I really wish you the best because it's going to happen. You just needed to tweak a little bit how you're applying the energy.
Okay.
Yeah. Give it a few months. Be patient with it and let it unfold because it'll unfold as fast as you want it, but you don't have to go any faster than you're ready.
Perfect.
Okay.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Enjoy it a little bit. Yeah. Enjoy it at the beginning. Definitely enjoy it a little bit because I think you need to love it. And when you learn about it, and I really do like this question because it is about business and so many people are asking things about that. So this is for everybody listening about business because when you do a little bit and you really get into it and you start learning a little bit more and more and more, you'll start to really understand what that new interest may unfold, whether you like the demands that it has or not. I mean, you know, if you really want to move into it and then understanding what's going to be expected of you and how you can polish that is one of the best things you can do to bring it into your world. Everybody can do that. Absolutely. I did that with what I'm doing right now on the radio. Started it in the garage because I just thought it would be interesting and fun to share with people what I love to do. And that's what I'm doing right now. And now it's all over the place. Yeah. In bigger places. But see, I started it and it just keeps building. And it's because I love it, and that's what I want to do to help people. I really want to help people. I never get tired of helping people like this. So you're looking to find that. You're looking to find where you can just enjoy it that way. And if it's accounting, then power on, girl. We all need accountants. I'm not saying that's what you're going to do.
Nope, you that's the least. I've done that, been there.
Yeah, I
want to do that.
It's not what I want to do, but we need them. But Anne, thank you so much. That was a great question for everybody today.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your insight.
Thank you. And you know what, guys? That was really, really a good question. And it looks like we are about ready to go to another break. And when we come back, I see some more callers that are waiting. And we will get to you right after the break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Jen filling in for Dr. Pat today. We're talking about what's in your energy field. What's yanking your chain out there? How can you release it and detox your energy and really power on? Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Saint Germain invites you to join him for 4 exciting days in the Art of Advanced Alchemy. Join his weekend intensive in Livingston, Montana, or on his worldwide broadcast May 1st through 4th. The master will share new alchemical formulas never before released. Experience darshan with Saint Germain responding to questions on advanced alchemy, all to help you live with greater flow and ease in dealing with life. For details of Saint Germain's May 1st through 4th new advanced alchemical formulas, visit davidclewisclass.org.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton.
featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Back, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Jen, filling in for Dr. Pat today. We are discussing what's in your energy field and what have you been feeling with all the energies coming around, the solar eclipse, the new moon, what's going on? And we have another caller in the queue. We have Kathy from Maryland. Hello, Kathy, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fantabulous. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Long time no talk to.
I wondered if that was you, Kathy, from Maryland. So it's great to hear from you. What you got going on?
I know. Well, I've been working on myself quite a bit, and I wanted to know what my energy field and my looks like.
What you wanted to know what your energy field looks like. First of all, it's much happier. What I feel is it's much happier. You've accepted the something about the hearings of the ears. Is that right with you?
The what?
With the ears, you're hearing. You've accepted some of that. You've settled into that.
Yeah, even though they're still ringing constantly.
I think that's what the accepting part is. It's accepting that, but yeah, it's part of you. You're accepting it. That's a very good way to approach that, because that is when I say that I am, it's like just claiming that part of us, that spark of God, so to speak. And we're saying, okay, I've got this going on, but I accept this about me. I'm feeling that from you in your field. I also feel because you have, it helps you explore and go deeper. You just continue to grow and nurture yourself. I feel the glow that's happy, but I do see a couple of red spots. Do you have any physical pain or some kind of, I don't know if it's physical, emotional, there's something bothering you or something's uncomfortable. You don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
It's private. You can just
say yes or no.
I see a couple of spots that are a bit red, kind of like an inflammation red.
Well, today, I didn't get much sleep last night because the parrot's been sick and he was bothering. He was making noises all night. I had back surgery back at the end of January, and now my foot is bothering me.
Okay. And which foot, the right or the left?
The left.
The left foot. Okay. That's been the side for you before, though, right? The left side, more of the receiving and accepting. Actually, there you go again with the accepting part. For you, what I find is, the patience is a bit of an ongoing process for you, that the patience is developing, which is why I feel the happiness is there. There is things that have been answered, you've settled and accepted into, and now it's taking you to where it's down in the foot. The foot is taking the step forward in acceptance of where the path is taking you. I keep feeling the word acceptance with you. There's something to accept. It just keeps distracting me, actually. It's about accepting. So some of the things that are going to help you are some of the typical things you've probably heard me say before, like with the salt bath, because the salt can pull it out. You're in Maryland. Do you ever get to the ocean? Are you close to it?
No, I'm about 3 hours away.
Okay, whenever you can get to the ocean, it would be good for you to put those feet right in that salt water and just really do the meditative claiming and connecting. I can just feel that for you. Okay, you can put that in the bath, of course, but I just feel if you ever have the opportunity to go, do that. 3 hours isn't too far. It is a little bit of a road trip, though. The other thing is allowing yourself, not being hard on yourself when you get angry or impatient. I feel that. Is that true? Do you do that? You're kind of hard on yourself when you don't do it perfectly?
Yeah.
I feel that. Feel that actually a lot, a little bit. I feel like there's just like, why did I do it like that again? Oh, I know better. I feel that coming up a bit. Part of the acceptance is accepting that side of you that has that fire. You have a fiery energy when it comes to really wanting to power forward, and it wants to go fast, and that can be nurtured, accepted, and also can be a catalyst to help you get something done as well. But we have to accept it, harness it, so it's not, you know, lashing out at everybody, obviously. But anger is a part of us. It's about how we channel and move that energy through versus resisting it and getting angry because we got angry, so to speak. You know, that happens. That's just a big cycle, you know. So you have...
I'm much better at that now. I mean, I like people that have wronged me. I just let it go.
Good. Yeah, no, I feel the growth. I see a lot of the green. I see a lot of this pink and this happiness. And I saw a couple of red spots. I saw one on each side, actually. I saw one on the left, one on the right. So I think that left one might be
physical. Can you say where?
I actually see them just above each shoulder. That doesn't mean that that's where you would feel the pain. It's more about the metaphor of what are the shoulders about. They're more about carrying the weight of the world.
Well, I have been having a lot of neck pain and going to acupuncture.
Okay, I felt a red spot on each, like or just above each shoulder. That could be about the weight of the world and just feeling responsible for everything. You know, just feeling so responsible, like you've got to do it. You've got to do it. Physical pain comes in so many different ways. That left foot is about taking that feminine acceptance of yourself to move forward in acceptance of yourself. And you're doing very well, though. I mean, we've said a few things. We've narrowed down a couple of ideas. But the path you're taking and all of the proactive work you're doing, that's a lot of what your fiery energy is doing. It's also helped you positively to be very proactive spiritually going through your path and understanding it.
Right.
I mean, that's why you've gotten as far as you've gotten in this amount of time. You've done it very, actually quite quickly. You just were like, I'm doing this, and I'm going, you know? And hoping nobody's in the way as you go through there. But, you know, you're doing fantastic with that. So I'd say for you, a little bit of lightening up and allowing yourself to rest and pause in between. It's okay to pause and rest in between. It's okay to take a break, actually, from it a little bit and play a little bit, you know, and just feel the physical world and not forget that you're part of, you know, living here right now. We have to do that, and it's about that balance for you. Balance is a big thing for you. It's all or nothing a lot of times.
Right.
Am I right or wrong? Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like all the way over here or all the way over here, and it's about a little bit of all of it. A little bit of this and a little bit of that, and it's like that balance. And you're going to find your balance. You're already finding so much of it. You have done a lot of work. So I want to give you kudos for that, because that's why you are where you are now, and you're moving forward in so many different ways. Just keep going. You're doing fine. Just allow yourself to have the pause when you need it. But today is
an 11.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Do you have any idea why the bird is still sick, though? Is it something because of me?
No, I don't feel that. That's a good question, because sometimes, you know, the animals absorb from us at times. But no, I don't. This is your parrot?
Yeah.
Okay, how old is your parrot?
11.
11. Okay, I'm not sure what the lifespan is of them. I thought they lived for a while.
35.
But have you had, yeah. Have you made sure there's no respiratory thing going on?
Well, that's what he's got going on.
Because they have a tendency to the respiratory stuff.
Yeah, and he doesn't have any infection or anything.
Okay, okay. Definitely sending some energy and love to your bird. Watch out for something that may be an allergen in the home that you might be using. Because, you know, if they have a very sensitive respiratory, something that you might be using, a strong scent, a cleaner, something like that, could be a little strong for them. I feel like that might be something to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Look and see what you're using that could be a bit strong for the lungs. You know, sometimes just feeling kind of caustic, you know, to them.
Yeah.
It'd be high, a little more sensitive to them, where to us it's fine. I mean, even using an essential oil lavender in the house, you only use a drop or two with your dog, but not so much. It's too strong. It's good for them,
mm-hmm.
but not in large quantities. So with a small bird, maybe there's something that's a little bit too strong for him in his area.
Okay.
I'm feeling that to look for that. Look at that. Just kind of look at, see what you're using and see if that works. And I want to wish you the best. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, you too. I follow you.
Yes, you do. I still
do.
I know. I haven't talked to you in a very long time, but it was great talking to you, and I wish you the best, the very best. You have a lot of things that you've grown into, and you're powering on very well. So thank you, Kathy, for calling in. And, wow, it looks like another break's coming up here. My goodness, this moves fast. We are going to take a short break. When we come back, we have time for one more caller before we're off the air already. My goodness. So stay with us. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Jen filling in. We're talking about your energy field and how to balance and detox it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense, LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information, but Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings. And visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Driving round, thought I saw you pass me. A rearview mirror's playing tricks on me, 'cause you fade away. Maybe I'm just hallucinating, 'cause my loneliness got the best of me, and my heart's so weak. Every day I wanna pick up the phone.
And we are back on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Jen, filling in for Dr. Pat today. It's all about your energy field and what's going on in there and how can we detox that out. We have time before we are closing out this show for one more caller. We have Naomi from Seattle. Hello, Naomi. You are on the air.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
How are you?
Good.
Thanks for holding. So what can we do for you?
You're welcome. All the things that you were naming off, I have been sensing them for a couple of weeks now. It's like at times my energy feels like it's really low and I'm really sluggish and, you know, and then I'll perk up and I'll be okay for a few hours. It has felt crazy.
Okay, yeah, and you're just, it kind of is frustrating. It can make you feel like, oh, I got to get moving here, right?
Right.
How long have you been going back and forth like that?
It feels like almost a month, it feels like.
Okay. What I feel with you is that you're feeling some of your awakening, so to speak. Have you heard of that before? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah, I think, okay, you're sensitive to energy, yes? I mean, you're you're sensitive. You've been searching your spiritual path. What in the world? Why do I feel things a little bit deeper than somebody else? I feel that with you very strongly. What you're picking up and feeling, and what I was talking about earlier, we have an alignment we have right now today. It'll feel even stronger. And we will sometimes feel that a few days prior to, or even a week prior to when it gets very strong. Other people seem to be just a little more tired, and then they're fine and they move on. For you, it may take a couple of days longer. What I want to share with you is don't feel frustrated with that, because you're feeling your body is communicating with you. Your body is aligning with your spiritual energy as well. Now, this one goes a little bit deeper, so bear with me, guys. This is about if you're spiritually awakening and your soul is starting to ascend and you're starting to go to those higher frequencies, you may shoot up with an awareness and open up spiritually in one area. Well, then the body has to catch up. It has to catch up. The DNA, the tissue, your body has to align and sync up with that frequency of what you're resonating at now. Is that making sense?
That makes a lot of sense. Yes,
that's what I'm feeling for you. Now, and so when you shift and change, and it's a life shift, okay, once you, and this is something to sound negative or scary, but when you start down that path of ascension like that, it's not really a turning back or stopping it. It's kicked on. Yeah. It's activated. It's happening.
Right.
It's all a good thing.
Right.
It's why you came here to Earth, but it's also being patient with the physical body. It's dense tissue. It's physical tissue that keeps your soul anchored here. It's your vehicle
right.
while it's here. It's going through its tune-up to align and marry up with where you are in your ascension level. That is what I'm feeling. So don't be hard on yourself. Don't be frustrated with it. Just just be patient with it. There'll be some times where you just feel like you can't get enough sleep, and then it'll switch over to, yeah, and then it'll probably switch over to, I can't sleep at all. I'm up every night.
Right.
Is that happening? Sometimes you'll feel like your joints are aching. Sometimes you'll just feel, why am I so sensitive about that? Why am I crying nonstop? It's more about accepting and just allowing, because all the different mechanisms of how the body works, all the sensory, are aligning.
Okay.
All of them. And sometimes you feel like they're happening all at once. You're going to want to look at your diet, because if there's a few things in the diet that aren't so good, now's the time to take that a little more seriously, because as you ascend to a higher frequency, it won't tolerate toxic stuff like that.
Okay. Okay.
So look at that. We don't even have to go into that detail. You know which ones they are and which ones they aren't.
Right.
But, you know, we all know that. And it's not to feel bad about it. It's more to, wow, I really got to take this seriously. And it's really a beautiful alignment once you just accept it for what it is and know that it's not hurting you. It's fine-tuning and detoxing. What's happening is it'll bring it up to the surface and cough it out, so to speak. So your body is showing you you're sluggish. We've got to get this. When your soul feels like it's higher and your body feels denser, it feels like it's a lead brick weighing down a balloon trying to keep you from ascending up. That's the sluggish. Does that make sense?
Okay. That makes a lot of sense,
yeah. And you'll come in and out of that. There'll be days you'll feel good, and it'll take it in phases. It doesn't overwhelm you, and it's not to torture you. It's really to get your attention, like, oh, wow, okay, I was at a much denser frequency before. You're feeling the difference of where you were and where you are now. The body's catching up, and it will. It'll actually be much healthier. It'll be much healthier and feel better. And it will catch up, because most of the time, that is what's happening energetically constantly. It's always constantly happening as we grow and evolve. But when you make a big jump, for something, if you made a big jump. You did a big jump. And that's why, whoa, that's what I'm feeling. So I'm going to leave you with that, because we're about out of time. And thank you for holding and bringing that up, because I'm sure a lot of people had that question too. But hang in there. You're going to be fine. Just clean it up physically, whatever you can with the diet, and it's going to help a lot.
Thank
you, Naomi,
Thank you so much for calling in.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed everyone today, bringing you some energy insight on what you can do, because we're all going to feel this here and there. And if you want to dive in a little bit deeper or write me about this, please do. I'm the host of the Jen Royster Show, and I air here on Transformation Talk Radio on Thursdays at 11, and we are going to be powering on and doing more reads this Thursday, May 1st, if you'd like to join me on my show. You can also write me over at my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. It was always, again, and always will be a pleasure to come over and hang out with Dr. Pat's listening audience. I wish everyone much love and happiness, sending you a big burst of love and light. Thank you so much for listening today on the Dr. Pat Show. We will see you next time.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health,
health. Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Join Ari Lauer on Saturday, May 24th, 3 to 6 p.m. at East West Bookshop, Seattle, for Essential Oil Healing. Ari's own incredible journey back to wellness from heavy metal poisoning using doTERRA essential oils. Now guided by her angels, Ari shares these healing secrets. You too can use these amazing essential oils to give your body what it needs to heal. Learn how Ari went from desperate and sick to vital and empowered. Register now at eastwestbookshop.com or call 1-800-587-6002.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information, but Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole like wave of energy come through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.